USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden on Tuesday ordered a record 50 million barrels of oil released from America's strategic reserve, aiming to bring down gasoline and other costs in coordination with other major energy-consuming nations. On MSNBC, Democrat Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland says it will help, but we need to get off fossil fuels.
Well, it will have an impact. The challenge, of course, is we have to transition off of the fossil fuels to renewable fuels. We need to do that for our economy. We need to do it for our environment.
The South African Medical Association debunked the hysteria over the Omicron COVID variant on Saturday. Angelique Kotze, the chairwoman of the South African Medical Association, now says the new variant, known as the Omicron, causes unusual but mild symptoms. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it time for open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For the typical family, switching to MediShare saves about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people. Think what you could do with that. But if you join right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees, so that's another $170 you'll save. And MediShare is really different. It's a community of Christians who share each other's healthcare bills. More than 400,000 people are members, and they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills. So, yes, they can handle your bills, too. This may be the time to make the switch. Join before November 30th for the additional savings. It's so easy to find out more. They're great to talk to. In fact, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
This week's meeting between five U.S. lawmakers and Taiwan's president, carried out in defiance of China's wishes, bolsters the United States' intentions to stand behind Taiwan against the threat being posed by Beijing, China expert Gordon Chang said on Newsmax.
And if we make a clear commitment to defend Taiwan, if we offer a mutual defense treaty to Taiwan, there will be no war because China will be deterred. There will be war if we are unclear, and that's my great concern.
Meanwhile, Chang said he doesn't know how the Biden administration will respond if Beijing orders a military strike on Taiwan. Outside parties may attempt to exploit the killings at a Christmas parade in Wisconsin, the two U.S. senators who represent the state said in a rare joint statement on Saturday. The exploitation would be for political purposes, Democrat Senator Tammy Baldwin and Republican Senator Ron Johnson said. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Supply chain problems plagued Black Friday.
With coronavirus pandemic rules allowing shoppers to return to stores for Black Friday, customers did find less congestion and crowds, but fewer items and longer waits because of staffing shortages and supply chain shortages. Best Buy, Target, and Walmart all offered large saving events throughout their stores, hoping to lure customers out of their homes. The pandemic, though, has continued to play a role because of the global supply chain issues that have created a shortage in inventory. The shortage is expected to continue throughout the Christmas season. Also, more retailers chose to close on Thanksgiving this year, including Walmart and Kohl's. That's also prevented some shoppers on getting a jump on Black Friday, as they did in the past. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
An American biotechnology company is working on a version of its COVID-19 vaccine that specifically targets the newly identified Omicron variant. Maryland-based Novavax has already started developing the version with plans to start testing it next month. The updated formulation revolves around a new spike protein, which triggers a response from the human immune system. Scientists will base the spike protein on the genetic sequence of Omicron, a newly identified variant of the virus. Novavax told the Epoch Times in an emailed statement. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.